Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, guess what? The Democrats promised something. They promised this. Well, I hope you like that song as much as I do. I kind of think it's neat in a lot of ways, but then again, it's old-fashioned, too, like me, you know, old and crotchety or whatever you want to call it. And eventually will show the proof of what I've been trying to get across all along. Now, I got two magazines, and that's it. And I'm not going to cover a whole lot of shit in both of them, but I'm going to cover what William Falk thinks he knows. Man, I tell you, William, some of the things you come up with certainly are funny, I tell you. Edgelord, Elon Musk, managed to frighten away advertisers, gut the staff, and inspire hosts to mock him on his own site. Yeah, Mo, I'm just wondering whether they got charged for the privilege to say something on it. Anyway, you got Facebook and Zuckerberg has been seen his wealth plunged from $142 billion to $38 billion. Aww. And his company stock lose $600 billion in value, and he laid off 11,000 employees. Zook still insists it's inevitable we will spend hours a day wearing clunky headsets that transforms into avatars inside his metaverse. And I don't think so, but anyway, one thing that Mr. Falk did get right is the last part of this. The final acts of these tragedies are still being written. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, and they're hunting for a fat lady. They ain't found one yet, so we'll see how it goes. But in contrast to all that in front, the gods sure seem to be angry. Uh-huh. What are they mad at? Well, they might be mad at the outrageous numbers of bots that you got on something that Elon Musk supposedly bought was supposed to be clean. Uh-huh. What a joke that was. Then you got voters choose a divided Congress, and we got the advantage with the majority. And now the fun begins. We're gonna be able to defund anything that we choose. Tell the existing group of Marxists to screw off. No, we're not doing that. And we're gonna see how it goes. And then you got little Republican support for Trump's 2024 bid. Well, there's only one thing that we can find. We'll see. Biden, should he run in 2024 or step aside? No, he shouldn't run in 2024. The boy can't remember who he is or whether he's got his underwear on the right way or not already. I'd hate to see what he's going to be like in a few more years. Or step aside. I think you need to get out of there. Five Oregon sheriffs say they won't enforce the state's new ban on high-capacity gun magazines. Good for you guys. If there's anything I hate more than somebody trying to just up and give me your goddamn gun or I'm going to shoot you kind of crap that the certain forces like to put out, well, there's a problem with that. You can't take the magazines, you can't take the number of bullets, and, oh, isn't this fun? You need to learn to read because the Second Amendment doesn't say squat about you having an AK-47 or a M-16, an M-60 machine gun. Well, you got to go through extra steps to get one, but you can do it. Oh, think about that. Wow. How about St. Louis? Debt relief on hold. Oh, my God. Hey, Biden, cancel the student debt, please. Why? You signed up for it. You took out the loan. You're stuck. President Biden planned to forgive student loan debt for tens of millions of Americans was blocked this week by eight U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which said debt cancellations must stop while a lawsuit brought by six states is considered. Now, I want you to think about that. Six states lined up and said, oh, I don't think so. Well, first of all, it's unconstitutional. Secondly, it's illegal. So Biden needs to figure out which ends up on his underwear and act accordingly. Atlanta, abortion ban struck down. A judge overturned Georgia's restrictive abortion law this week, saying the ban on abortion before fetal viability was unequivocally unconstitutional in 2019 when the law was signed. Well, that's going back to the Supreme Court. They're the ones that said so, so okay. Charlottesville, Virginia. Football team tragedy. A former University of Virginia football player fatally shot three team members and seriously injured a fourth this week. I don't know where everybody gets the idea that just, you know, randomly reaching out with a gun and screwing somebody's life up is the thing to do, but you need to quit it. And if you need some help doing that, get in touch with somebody. There's a lot of people who will help you get around that problem. And here you go. London, Christmas turkeys threatened. The worst ever outbreak of bird flu in the UK is threatening British holiday tables. Some 40% of them have either been culled or they died of the H5N1, they say. It's a virus. And all that. Preventable attack. Bulgarian police officer stabbed to death last week. Another injured in an attack by a Muslim man who hours earlier tried to turn himself in. Somebody ain't paying attention. And now you see the results. You got a dead cop on your hands. And that didn't have to happen. A preventable attack. That was in Brussels, Mexico City. Protests against President. Mexicans thronged the Capitol this week to protest the President's plan to overhaul the Election Monitoring Agency. No, you ain't having a one-sided thingamabob like our Democrats want just because you're there. It don't work that way. Then we got the clarification on Poland. There was an errant missile strike. In other words, they had a couple of missiles that landed in Poland and went off. Boom, bitty, boom. Here it is. An explosion that killed two people in a Polish village this week was an unfortunate accident caused by Ukraine shooting down Russian missiles. There it is. It's in print. It's official. So, you know. Now, I'm going to hit on something that everybody love to hear. Oh, boy. I love this sort of thing. It just makes my day. Tehran. Execution for protesters? Ooh-wee. Now, you remember I told you that if you wanted to keep your right to protest and tell somebody to go screw off, that putting the Democrats in office and keeping them in control of everything was the wrong thing to do. Well, I don't know if it's by hook, crook, luck, or what, but we Republicans, and you can call us conservative if you like, or nasty pieces of whatever. At any rate, we hold the majority, and my understanding is that things are going to start being taken apart to see what's making them tick. And the people that are responsible for anything that's of the wrong nature, like treasonous and that sort of thing, you get your own private orange jumpsuit. How about that? I mean, they even get you one that'll fit right. Iran this week sentenced to death four of the protesters who took part in the ongoing uprising over Iranian women's rights. Now, they'll do it there. They're going to start there, and then they're going to try to bring it over here, and you're going to have some dead turkeys. I don't mean for dinner either. Deadly bombing in shopping district. Turkey blamed Kurdish militants. This week for an explosion in a busy Istanbul shopping street that killed six people and wounded dozens. It's convenient, and I don't care who the parties involved are, what their politics is, or how they feel about things or what they believe. What I find interesting is that all of these attacks, I mean all of them, somebody knows. Somebody knows they're going to happen. Some even got to the point of actually giving exact dates and times and all that sort of thing. And yet the governments who know these things don't do squat. Well, they might squat. See if they can get a hold of some more of the money involved. You squat to take a big dump, And then you got briefing. Debating COVID's origins. Republicans have issued a new report on the lab leak theory and promise hearings. What does the evidence show? I scratched out debating and I put COVID origins and run a red line over to Wuhan, China. Now you know where it came from. You also know who put it out. China, how you like that? Right near whatever. Yeah, just took a shit in your mess kit. I sure did. And I mean it. Every inch, every pound of excrement that you can put on it is there. And the proof is there. And yeah, you can deny and you can play games all you want, but you ain't going to get nowhere with this. Anyway, that's that part. Oh, boy. Democratic stars who keep losing. Stars? Stacey Abrams is a star? Beto O'Rourke? I don't think so, but they're the ones that keep losing. And they lose willfully. Oh, boy, Netherlands, how we still rely on slave labor? Yes, we do. Prime Minister Mark Rutte wants to atone for Dutch involvement in the colonial-era slave trade. The only trouble is you can't. We're sending our soccer team to the World Cup in Qatar, even though its gleaming new stadiums are built on indentured South Asian workers. Ooh. Slaves, for a better word. Oh, and here's the Ukrainian war. It's screwing up the United Kingdom. It's not just gas, said Charles Clover. The supply of another British necessity has been slashed because of Russia's war in Ukraine. Our favorite dish, fish and chips. Specifically, its principal ingredient, cod. They want to fish out all the cod around Great Britain. No, no, no. Everybody said no, 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 and I do too. That's horse hockey. Go over to the Ukrainian area and fish all you want. Then you got EU. Italy refused to accept shipwrecked migrants. Well, first of all, there wasn't a shipwreck. That's first. It'd be nice if we could bother to check anything out before they print it, but they don't, and it's lovely for me. I just enjoy the hell out of it. Straight to Italy, the closest safe harbor. That's where that ship should have gone, really? Well, now, are you buying the bologna sandwiches for them people? Hello? Think about it. 234 migrants? Oh, come on now. Get real. That's one bologna sandwich per. Something to drink, you know. It gets involved, yeah. It begins to get expensive. Government. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni refused to let the ship dock, and I don't blame them. Complaining that Italy had already taken nearly 90,000 such arrivals this year, saying the ship should go to France or even Norway, or someplace else other than it's easy to get over here and get in there. Well, guess what? No, not anymore. Maloney, the EU's first extreme right leader, knew exactly what she was doing. Migration is the main issue that feeds the far right in every country, and it is constantly threatening the integrity of our union. When you got as many migrants as they got, you got problems with your government. We got a worse one here than they ever even dreamed of. 2 million people got away. Yeah, okay. Well, I can get you the people necessary if you want to authorize it, but I don't think Biden's got the guts. you get some nasty down there that start shooting people, I guarantee you all that stuff quits. I mean, it stopped like you slammed the door in her face. How they see us, Best Columns International, America opts for democracy, barely. we got things pretty much under control in terms of that sort of thing. And the reason the Democrats had such a field day was simple. The youth vote. Why Democrats did so well. And then, you know, they're not shy about it. They come right out and say it. Then you got Kirsten. A game-changing win for Ukraine? No. But if you kept pushing it, and I mean a full-fledged, all-out, go, you know, go to the wall kind of a push, you could throw Russia out of your country. They know that, and they don't care. Ooh, the GOP, the wheels are coming off, and they're over the cliff, and Trump is driving, and the elephant says, maybe I should drive. And then they got a elephant on a hanger on a clothesline. And they say, hung out to drive. Well, not exactly. We got control of the house. Now, they have a little piece of paper in this elephant's hand that says abortion issue. you might be surprised just how funky everything gets and how quick it does when you get into reality, okay? Boy, here we go. Oh, boy. Super thief, FTX, a crypto empire swiftly implodes. Nothing has ever hit the industry like this. Spectacular collapse of FTX. That's in the first paragraph. A crook. SBF, that's what they call him now, as he is known, looks like a crook who was embezzling his own customers' funds. Won't you bring that guy back? Bring him back the hard way? Review of reviews, books. Book of the week, Breathless, the scientific race to defeat a deadly virus. They ain't doing squat. And I have a thing that stipulates exactly that and what they are not doing and what they have done to us as a group of people. We're fried. And I mean fried in a dead way. It's not too many things that we can do right now that will appease the nasties. Let's see here. What we got is a strict, straight-up advantage. There's two of them. One, we've got the majority in the House. That gives us pretty much control over any kind of legislation some dink comes out with. Then we got the other one where we control the purse strings. Ooh, you know what that means? That means that there may be some change coming if people hold their water and actually do what they say they're going to do. And I'm going to play a song for you on that subject.
A young man and you're eager to seek, only to let the world know what you see. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start first by being the fool. But I see you changing. It happens every day. And I see change.
from day to day, but I see changes.
What that says, I'd like to, and you believe I am going to let any politician slide on what they that promised us? You just watch. I'll be on them like stink on a pile that the dog left in the living room. Ooh, yeah. Oh, boy, week's guide to what's worth watching. None of it. I've looked it over, and it's gobbledygook. Ah. Man, oh, man. And then you got recipe of the week, black sesame pumpkin pie. You know what, you can quit messing up things that are of a decent quality before you screwed it up. Ooh, look at this. Homes in the San Francisco Bay Area. Who wants to live in a toilet? Huh? Come on, think about it. Wall-to-wall excrement. Oh, prices. Inflation shows signs of ebbing. Oh, no, I don't. You go, been to the gas station, the grocery store, or anywhere else and bought something? Having trouble getting your Christmas gifts together? Yeah, right. It's. I wonder if that came from Biden. I got the feeling it did. Oh, boy. Autos, a used car market surprise. Deflation, that means the price is going down. You mean it's going to get back to something near normal? Sure hope it does. The global food import bill is set to climb to a record $1.94 trillion in 2022, surpassing last year's all-time high by another 10%. Oh, my God. Oh, boy, the global import bill for agricultural imports such as fertilizer, fuel, and seeds is expected to jump 48% to a record $424 billion. Well, that is part of that inflation that's coming down. Those prices are not holding. the reason they're not holding is people are using their stash to cover what they got to have. Oh, now you get in the picture. You can't play games like what they're talking about and get away with it. Cheap debt can hide a lot of misdeeds. Oh, boy, and that's from The Economist. Or, as the short seller Carson Block has put it, there is an inverse relationship between interest rates and dishonesty. And it ain't getting any better. For investors, U.S. is a good bet. And they are. Now, we lost somebody that I liked, and I liked the man. He had a couple of heart attacks and a few other things, but he also was one of the funniest people I've seen, other than certain masters of the universe of comedy. His name was Gallagher. Gallagher obliterated more than 15,000 watermelons during his 30 years in stand-up. The beret-wearing, mustachioed comedian played more than 100 shows a year, and everyone closed with him smashing a melon with a sledgehammer. Sledge-o-matic, yes, indeedy. Anyway, I'll miss him. He was somebody that could make things funny. He's kind of like a certain guy that is running around doing specials and uses puppets. Oh, you ought to get on the Comedy Channel and listen to the last and latest one. Ooh-wee. He don't leave nothing out. The only thing that's sacred in there is whether you or your old lady puts a condom on. Almost 25 years. The troubles. Unhealed wounds. Oh, boy. Almost 25 years after the Good Friday Agreement, the violent legacy of sectarian warfare still haunts Northern Ireland. Oh, boy. Now, guess what? That, too, will change. Why? Because it has to. Nothing of that nature can survive under those conditions without keeping their stuff together, and that is not keeping your stuff together. Boy, oh, boy. Oh, here we go. The Nation. Ellie Mistel thinks she's got everything under control, and I think that she thinks that if it's not done her way, for the advantage of only black students, then you can forget it. Well, Ellie, I hate to tell you, but when they admit somebody who doesn't have the education and educational background necessary to attend certain colleges, they should be given, now, think about this closely, they should be given a refresher course. Bring them up to standard. don't lower the standards. That's horse hockey. That hurts everybody. And the court's next target should be Ellie Mistel. Why? Because of what she's saying. She's propounding a bunch of insurrectionist types of things. The six conservative justices all seem willing to do away with the most effective, and it's not the most effective, policy I can think of in American history for promoting diversity and racial integration. Well, make these people that don't measure up to the standards get their stuff together and bring their standards up to what it takes to get things done. You got Students for Fair Admissions, Asian American and Pacific Islander community who feel that affirmative action, there it is, discriminates against them, and it does. And it's reverse discrimination against those people who have seniority, among other things. And then you got the fun and games of the idea that the white conservative legal ecosystem is attacking affirmative action on behalf of Asian Americans fails in its first contact with reality. Hey, Ellie, why do you have to lie about things? That is so far from the truth that you don't even understand what the truth is. Harvard does use a metric called the personal rating, which does seem to discriminate against the Asian population, the applicants. Well, it's unconstitutional to judge people on the basis of their race. I'm going to say it again, and I hope Ellie hears this. If not, why don't somebody send it to her? It's unconstitutional to judge people on the basis of race. I mean, that's constitutional. The 14th Amendment says that you must treat people equally and fairly, and it is written with specific racial remuneration. Blah, blah, blah. I hate them $4 college words, especially when they screw my tongue up. Moreover, there is an entire canon of constitutional law that says race can be taken into account if it serves a compelling state interest. And it's hard to get more compelling than diverse representation and social integration. Well, want to bet? Guess what? Your compelling horse manure here stinks, and I mean stinks badly, on both legal and moral grounds. Morally, we should take care of these people and get them up to snuff so they can compete with people that are way ahead of them. Think about it. Universities can consider an applicant's legacy status, extracurricular endeavors, gender, hometown, parental donations, foot speed, test-taking skills, and personal rating, but not their race or ethnicity, is preposterous on its face. Ellie, you got a lot of BS in that. That is the biggest crock of crap I've heard in a long time. College admissions are a zero-sum game, the implication being that anything that helps black or Latino students hurts everybody else. Well, if you lower the standards, it does. And, Ellie, you got a lot to learn. There's a whole bunch of things that ain't right, and that's one of them. As recently as 2006, Republicans could take an internal political scandal seriously. Whoa. Uh-huh. Well, Trump didn't help that. He had a belligerency about him that turned a lot of people off, upset a bunch of people. Brazil is back. Lula da Silva's defeat of Bolsonaro in Brazil's recent presidential election is a blow against the global far right. No, it's not. You wish it was. That's Laura Carlson. Oh, here we go, morbid symptoms. And I wrote this off, the whole thing. It's G to hear. The perils of a fortress NATO. The West's focus on Ukraine is creating a new global divide. Want to bet? Europe, which he described as a garden, with much of the rest of the world, which he condemned as a jungle. And if you want to get into the reality of it, that's pretty true. Many of the non-Western countries have been reluctant to accept the Western framing of Russia aggression as an unforgivable violation of international law, which it is. Ha, 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 Jeter, you might want to go read some legalities. The message we're getting from the West is, Africans, that's in parentheses, are not going to get that much resources because a lot of the money is going to Ukraine. Now, that's partially true, not only partially. One of the sort of profound lessons, I think, of the war, of the war in Ukraine is democracy can only be built by people themselves, for themselves. And a democracy can only be defended by people themselves if they if they're actually prepared to die for their democracy. I think the Ukrainians have proved what kind of warriors they are. So part of what I certainly believe is that is the in-between countries, certainly the countries of Africa, this is a choice they need to make for themselves. Yeah, that's true. That's about the best thing you put in the whole article. Then there's a couple of them. Freeland talks as if Africans haven't fought for freedom from both European colonialism and African-born despots. That's true. They haven't fought back the way they need to for their own freedom. Fortress NATO has pulled up the drawbridge. Ooh-wee. One can see this same militant indifference to the global south in vaccine hoarding and in our failure to take adequate action on climate change. Oh, you got climate change in there after all. Took you the whole friggin' article to blame NATO for climate change. Well, I hate to tell you, but over the past decade, China has increased its spending on diplomacy and even surpassed the United States in the number of diplomatic posts it has worldwide. They also are building more coal-fired plants than anywhere else. Besides the U.S. Foreign Service, while funding, security and other factors have limited America's diplomatic footprint abroad. Oh, a foreign policy report from Africa, also noted the contrast between a diplomatically assertive China and a United States that regards diplomacy as a burdensome duty best kept to a minimum. Truth is that many of the so-called defenders of the liberal international order are isolationists in their own right. You just burnt yourself down. The front burner, Callie Holloway, the threat within. Evidence keeps mounting that white supremacists are well represented within law enforcement at all levels. Oh, my God. Ugh. And then you got this Patriots thing. The president rightly identified the entire mega project as a danger to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, and the rule of law. I hate to tell you, Callie, but that's a lie, whether you like it or not. Indict mega right-wingers for their hypocrisy. You're either on the side of a mob, which is what you want, mob rule, or on the side of the police. You can't be pro-law enforcement and pro-insurrection. Oh, don't bet on it, because there's some fun and games. I'm going to cover this at the end of this session. Law enforcement seemed a law enforcement formed a noteworthy contingent of the insurrectionist mob. At least 19 Capitol defenders are current or former police officers. That's true. Oh, what do you do when that one of bad guys don't participate in something like this that's public and sneaks up from behind? What do you do, huh? Times report pointed out that dozens more were there, but so far haven't faced charges. I wonder why. More than 80 Capitol rioters are veterans or active service members. Ooh, administration had better not get busy purging the strain that courses through the ranks of our police. No, you dink. No. Over 140 years after Reconstruction saw slave patrols reform as Southern police departments, a 2006 FBI report warned of a new tide of white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement. Ooh, gotta have the good old reliable and honest FBI put a report in there. Hate groups, the paper noted, have long found police departments to be fertile recruitment grounds. Oh boy, but there was now evidence of a self-initiated effort by those already within law enforcement ranks to volunteer their professional resources to white supremacist causes. Uh-oh. Department of Homeland Security report predicted that the White Department of Homeland Security report predicted that the white backlash to a black president might become the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. Now, you want domestic terrorism? I'll give you some. The cancel culture. That's domestic terrorism. Yeah, you like that one? Department of Homeland the report was rescinded in the face of conservative outrage. By 2015, International FBI Counterterrorism Guide admitted that agency investigations of white supremacists and other domestic terrorist groups, oh boy, often have identified active links to law enforcement officers. Imagine that. And it don't stop there. Identified more than 370 current police officers and more than 100 active duty military members on the Oath Keepers leaked membership rolls. Ooh, and you can't do shit about it. 2019, the Center for Investigating Reporting linked nearly 400 former and current police officers, sheriffs, or prison guards from more than 150 departments to online groups with names such as Ban the NAACP and the White Privilege Club. Oh, boy. Military Times found that one-third of all active duty troops said that they had personally witnessed examples of white nationalism or ideological-driven racism within the ranks in recent months. Holy shee, they're really good. A street alliance among right-wing paramilitary forces, law enforcement, and demagogic politicians has been a hallmark of fascism for a century. That is absolutely true, and yet there isn't any here. Oh, boy, cops with racial animus toward black folks are more likely to harm black children. Oh, my goodness. White police officers are 9 times as likely as a white non-police citizen to think black people are more violent than white people. And then you got black folks are more than 3 times as likely to be killed by police than as non-white. You know what you just left out big time? And that's black-on-black crime. This whole thing is horse hockey. That's right. Well, then you got power. You've got consumption of electricity. Well, should governments reinvest in nuclear power to fight climate change? Screw climate change. You want to fight the lack of enough electricity to get those charging stations running. And there's a way to burn atomic fuel so that you don't create the nasty situation that people have come about in terms of the leftovers from the fuel being terribly radioactive. If you take it and burn it twice. Yeah, you heard me. Fuel at one end, turn it around, put it in, fuel at the other end, and it just alleviates all of the radioactivity. Now, you got the case of Baby O. How the fight over a foster child threatens a native sovereignty. Oh, Octavia's paternal grandmother was a citizen of the Elsie del Sur Pueblo, federal recognized tribe in El Paso, Texas. This meant Octavia was eligible for citizenship in the tribe, and that her case would likely fall under a 1978 federal law known as the Indian Child Welfare Act, which was created to prevent family separation in Native communities. That means an Indian child should be kept with the tribe or a tribe, and in such a manner that they can give that kid some of the basis necessary that you find in the things for personal heritage, you know, I'm an Indian, I'd identify as such and such, that sort of thing. The purpose of foster care, and this is what they're arguing about, is to provide a safe and temporary home while social workers work to reunite the children with their family. And when you got a big family, which many indigenous peoples have, then you can find somebody that can take the child in and give them what they need. Research shows that foster children do better with relatives and people from their community in what are often called kinship placements. Think about that. Now, here's the other part of this. National Child Welfare Organizations say that ICWA has become a gold standard and represents the best practices of child welfare policy. Because of this, state child welfare policies have begun to look more and more like ICWA. There is no reason, but these people decide they're going to fight it, and they got a heavy-duty, ongoing litigation that isn't doing anything for anybody. In a black hole. After serving time for drug charges, Patrick Julny was rebuilding his life until he was deported to Haiti, a country he left at the age of 4. Now, just taking somebody and throwing them back in the mix ain't the way to do it, and everybody knows that. So this is wrong. Then you got, when it comes to black martyrs, we have to prove our humanity. We have to prove that we deserve safety. Really? Being in prison in Haiti right now can mean death by starvation or illness as a cholera outbreak and malnutrition crisis grow more dire. Was this professor fired for having Tourette syndrome? If he was, Disabilities Act will definitely jump on somebody. And they say he was, but there's no, they don't have any definitive proof as of yet. Now, the sovereignty of Indian nations is about to be tested. An entire system, my. Ian McNeil's new novel, Lessons, an 11-year-old Roland Baines witnessed a terrible traffic accident as he and his father strolled through the streets of mid-20th century London, and it affected him. And I'm not talking about just lightly. I'm talking about for their entire lives. You got to understand that a lot of the stuff that goes on is planned. You have to understand that there's a whole lot of things that don't happen simply because it looks like it would be a nice coincidence. Ooh, the experiment, life and afterlife of the Paris Commune. Didn't work too well. And they did away with it. Ah, boy. Departures. Michel de Cruster's fiction of migration and globalism. Those two don't fit together very well, by the way. And, you know, it goes on and on. And it just goes, it does not stop. These people do not care if they step on your rights. They don't care if they step on responsibilities that should be theirs and theirs alone. But I promised some intel, and I'm about to put it out there. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Now, this is something to remember, but only in the background, okay? It's only in the background. I'm hunting for a song I wanted to play. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'll give you the upside of the intel that I've gotten recently from a combination of ambassadorships. Yeah, that's right. And military and a few other things. The military is going to go through a purge. It's not going to be nice. It's going to be nasty. There's a bunch of people in that, in the organizations we know as the United States military, that are about to be, let's say, circumcised, for want of something nicer to say. If you take things and you work at them, you should be able to come up with something that's decent. The only problem is you got reverse reparations, and they're coming. What are those reverse reparations? Well, first of all, anybody that wants to play the game has to know what it is that they're playing with. Most of them think it's just some kind of fire of some sort, you know, burn your fingers if you ain't careful kind of thing. What you got to remember is that not too many people understand what a battlefield is. Now, we're getting ready to go to one, and you may not like it. It may be super nasty, but you got something that's going to make your day when you get to the point of realization. If you have people that are not worth their weight and ain't pulling their weight, and all they're doing is going through a simple rehash of things that we've had before, you end up with a situation like this one here. Well, I hope you like this.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carrying sign. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step
by the line. The man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now.
You better stop now.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going now.
Did you get the gist of what that song's about? if not, look it up. It's on the internet. And, you know, get it where it makes sense to you. Listen to it 40 times if that's what it takes. Let's see here. I love looking through the list of songs I've got here. I haven't updated it lately, but that's coming. I just recently got my security put in place, so I'm in pretty good shape. Let's see. There is a bunch of things that people don't get because they don't pay attention. And one of the things that they don't get is that we are in a funny position right now. And here's how it is. If, and this isn't the if, this is the intel I've heard. We got a combination of military, we got a combination of civilian, and a combination of veterans with combat experience looking at the way in which things are going. If these things do not go the way they're supposed to, expect Civil War II. Oh, you heard me right. No, I didn't play any games with it. You ask what it is straight up, I'm going to tell you what it is straight up. We have a responsibility to the preservation of this nation. In that and within that and overseeing that are the laws. Now, the thing about laws is that you want something that's fully nasty, the law can be. Depends on how literally you take it. So, if you take things out of context too far, then you won't find the answers you're looking for. Now, there's going to be a call sent out to everybody that pays attention. And this is going to be something that is pretty nasty. Civil War ain't nothing to, you know, brag at home about. It's not something that's nice. This is where you got a bunch of people that know what they're doing, taking over for those people who either will not do the job or don't care what's going on. And we are at the point of realizing that it may be, and this is all, you know, up to y'all, maybe we're going to end up in a civil contest between the woke and the non-woke. And you can't have it both ways. The problem that you got is manifold. It's got a whole bunch of things involved in it, and it is not something that I would call nice. the things that you find are that we don't have a choice if, and this is the if, things are not put together the way they're supposed to be. So we're going to wait and see, and I'm be ready to jump on your congressman, your representative, anybody that represents you in a house or your area. You need to definitely put things together in such a fashion that you don't have any question as to whether it's the right thing to do or not. And that's a problem being as sure of that as you'd like to be. You don't have to put up with the garbage any longer. And the reason I say that is very simple. you don't have to worry about what's coming. And the reason I say that is because we now have the representative government in place that can handle it. Now, if those people don't act right, the House can remove them. Think about that very carefully. You don't have enough troops, they can be on our side anyway, to be free from the problems that we've got. Now, one of the things that the House has to do is to hold the Biden family responsible for what they've done. That's one. The other part is not allowing anybody to be turned loose in terms of being able to do the things they've been doing in terms of bending the law. Yeah, that's right. Constitutional privileges and a whole bit. And what you have to realize is that you're everybody that's out there that listens is going to have a call up. Now, you need to be in touch with your local militia and groups. And here's the problem that we've got. Everybody that's worked for anything in their whole life, physical labor, they're in a strange position, and that strange position is very simple. We have an obligation to see to it that this union continues, but this is the in contrast, that's what but means, in contrast to that, we need to do it in such a manner that it cannot be rescinded, retaken, and redone in a way that we don't want to see. So think about that while I play this song. I got lots of songs.
Red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hey,
can get this. This is easy. Here's what it is. Before I live my life on my knees, I'll go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Well, now, I see some people like that and some people don't. Well, I got to tell you what. here's some more intel. There's only one general that's going to survive this. There's only one intel agency, and it's within that particular man's purview, within his control. And the military is going to be purged. Now, you talk about a mess, you talk about some fun and games, that ought to do it. If that don't bring you to the realization that this is serious and this is real, you ain't going to get there and live through it. Yeah, think about that. Now, the other part of this is very simple. The Air Force, a grouping of people in the Air Force and in the, God, love it. in the Air Force and the other services, there's going to be a few of those that are going to be brought along, brought into this. They will be, some of them, at the battalion commander level, won't make it. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be dropped. Okay, and then there's, to go along with this, the fun and games starts if anybody has to open fire. And we're going to see whether or not that comes about. And you won't know that. Now, here's the time frame I've been given. All the bad guys will be removed. Mass arrests, you've heard of that, all this stuff. Well, let's get into the reality of it all. You got until January, shortly after the beginning of this coming year, before it hits the fan, in a notable sense of the word. If you want to know more, you're going to have to develop intel sources similar to my own. And to go along with it, you're going to have things that other people don't believe in. And I told you about the ETs twice, and they let me down, and so I ain't, you know, if they decide to show up, that'd be fine. If not, that's fine, too. We can handle it if we got to. And you have to understand as well, some of the things that have been done lately are not done by choice of the individual involved. It's done by a committee. There's three great northern tribes that have come together and are now deciding things. And we're going to have to wait and see what all this brings. But I do believe that you're going to like the changes. Go back to law and order. Yeah. How about we put all those squirrely little wannabes in behind bars? How about we collect them all and put them away? To go along with that, how about we enforce all of the laws that we have on the books, all of them, not just some, not just part of, and I'm not talking about stuff that's been made up. It's like the Second Amendment. It don't say that you can't have a machine gun or a tank, and it don't say that you can't have a 50-round magazine. It doesn't say any of that. Where do these people get off of that happy horse manure, huh? Yeah. Now you begin to get the picture. It's all made up horse manure. There's nothing in it that's real. And what's not real, or what isn't going to stay real, is the part that gets next to you.
I'm
I just hate to tell you this, but it's going to get funky before it gets better. Believe me, it is. And we got some things that people just haven't even thought of yet. I'm looking for the day and the time when we can all be free once again. Until that day, put this out. See if people pick up on this. See if they like what they hear. And get back to me. And we'll go from there. Until that time, go out there and get her done. Yes, indeedy, get her done.